This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A study from the New England Journal of Medicine raises questions about what happens to men in middle age. It finds that estrogen, the one you thought was the lady one, plays a far larger role in how men change with age than previously thought. The pharmaceutical industry makes billions getting us to fiddle with our hormones as we get older. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on whether this latest research could bring big changes to this business.
Men of a certain age may find they put on weight faster or have less appetite for romance. Testosterone treatment for this is a multi-billion dollar industry. Here's an ad from the maker of Androgel.
You might not just be getting older. You might have a treatable condition called low testosterone or low T.
It's growing because the pitch makes intuitive sense. Feeling less manly? Slather on some manly hormone. Those who paid attention during middle school sex ed know men have estrogen, too. The new research says getting more may help older men. But good luck making an ad explaining that.
When you bring in more of a complicated message, I think it's going to be more of a challenge for the industry.
Morningstar analyst Damian Conover follows the drug companies.
But nevertheless, if it works, the messaging can get the patients to come in and use the product.
These are new findings, and an actual estrogen treatment for men could be years away. But don't bet against Big Pharma when it comes to selling the public on a new drug. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Down near Wall Street, there are clinics so the hard-driving financial trader boys can get a testosterone boost. Will the same folks be willing to someday stop in for a hit of estrogen if they think it helps them make money? Maybe so. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.